What are the constituents of the carbonate factory? Are the carbonate sediments all the same, or are they quite different? For sure, they are quite different and form in specific areas on a platform depending upon tidal wave energy, variations in water clarity, temperature, salinity, and other environmental factors. These are called distinct carbonate sedimentary environments, which produce a unique suite of carbonate sediments called facies. Carbonate sediments are skeletal or non-skeletal. They may also extend across a huge range of particle sizes, from huge blocks formed as a result of submarine landslides along collapsing steep margins, to micron-sized muds formed by mechanical or chemical breakdown of larger particles or by precipitation of tiny carbonate crystals. Skeletal fragments may be from a wide range of organisms, including corals, green and red calcareous algae, bryozoans, mollusks, echinoderms, and others. Carbonates may be encrusting forming layers from the growth of red algae, or may form solid rock edifices from coral colonies binding together to form reefs. Finally, carbonate sediments may be cemented by tiny carbonate crystals growing from supersaturated pore waters in grain interstices. This photo is of the east-facing margin along Exuma Sound in the Bahamas. There are many different carbonate sedimentary environments shown here, such as coral reefs, the islands themselves, tidal channels with ooids and stromatolites, ooid sand shoals, tidal flats, and seagrass beds.